Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shkalim. In Mishnah Gimel, we're going back to the topic of Machatzis HaShekel and the giving of the half a shekel that everybody would give every year towards the Korbanos Tzibur. B'chamisha Sarbo, on the 15th of the month of Adar, right? Remember, we've been talking about things on the 15th, and now we're back to Shkalim. Shulchanos HaYoshim Medina. They would set up money-changing tables throughout Eretz Yisrael, so that people could give their half shekel. Be'esr mechamisha, on the 25th of Adar, Yoshua Mikdash. They would set up in Yerushalayim, the money changers set up in Yerushalayim, to show that time is running out, right? Because this collecting of the shekel needs to be done before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So time is running out. Most people have probably given by now, but there are still some people who didn't give yet. So, Misha Yashvu B'Mikdash, from that point, so the 25th, Hitchilu L'Mashkein, they started taking guarantor objects. Meaning what? Meaning there are the people who are responsible for collecting the Shkalim. And they would go door to door and collect the Machatzis HaShekel from people who didn't give it yet. And if a person was not able to give or not willing to give, after all, it's not a lot of money, then they would take a mashkon, they would take an object from their home as a guarantor object, and they could have it back when they pay. That, of course, is a significant incentive for people to pay up their debt. So the Mishnah continues, Esmi mashkinen, from whom did they take this mashkon? Right? Is it from everybody? So the Mishnah says, Levim v'Yisraelim. So men from the Shvatim, right, from the Shvatim other than from Levi, and from Levi but not Kohanim, right? So everybody but Kohanim from the men, Gerim, including converts, Va'avadim Mishachwarim, and including freed slaves. We have previously discussed the fact that freed slaves, an Eved Kenani who was freed basically becomes a full Jew. So that's basically equivalent to a convert. So all Jews, all men over the age of 20, Avalon Nashim, but not women, Va'avadim, not slaves, Ukitanim, and not children. Now children in this context actually means under the age of 20, because 20 is the age that you have to start giving a shekel. Now, all of those people are not chayev to give. However, they could give if they want. So if they did give, then it is accepted as a gift to the tzibur, right? But not as their share, right? Because they don't get a share. They're not part of these karbonos tzibur, which has to come from the men over 20. But because they are not obligated to give, so the Shluchi Beis Din, the Shkalim collectors, would not take a mashkon from them because we do not need to force them to give. Kol katan, shehitchil aviv lishkol yado. If a man gives for his son, right, so it's not obligated, but he decides, I'm going to give for my son, as a donation, right, as we talked about before. Shuv eino posek, he may not stop. He must continue to do so in future years. So once you start giving, you have to keep giving, even if your son has not yet reached 20. But the Mishnah continues, Ve'ein v'mashkin esaykohanim. But we do not take a mashkon to force the kohanim to pay their machatzis hashekel. Why not? Mipnei darkei shalom. Because of the ways of peace. And what that means in this context is that it is out of respect for the kohanim. After all, the kohanim are the ones that bring the karbanos that this money is going to pay for. So it really wouldn't be respectful to demand the money from them when they're going to actually bring the karbon. The Beis Din would actually make a condition for any kohen who didn't give that he should still be included in the Karbanos Tzibur, because their service, their avodah in the Reis HaMikdash, is their contribution. It's their payment. So basically, we consider it as if the Beis HaMikdash pays them a half a shekel for their work, and then takes it back for the Machatzis HaShekel. And so even the Kohen didn't give would be included, but of course the Kohenim are supposed to give.